Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. It is another day that the Lord has kept us. He's kept us from all evil with our minds stayed on him. It is just another day the Lord has kept us. Oh, to be kept by Jesus, kept by the power divine. Oh, thank you, Lord. Kept from the world unspotted. Treading where Jesus trod. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but I'm thanking God this evening that I am kept by God. And my steps are ordered by the Lord. And I know, I believe that your steps ordered by God, and if your steps aren't being ordered by God, if you open up your heart, invite him in, he too will order your steps and the steps of a good man, a righteous man, are ordered by the Lord. Oh, praise God. This is Pastor Montez O. Jones of the Great Judah Ministries, Church of God in Christ, 840 East Coatesville, Pennsylvania. And I am saying to each and every one of you, welcome. Welcome to Judah Fire right here on the Purpose Kingdom Network. And we thank Pastor Ty Daly and all of the partners of the Purpose Kingdom Network for allowing us to come your way and to share a word from the Lord. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we come saying thank you. Thank you for every blessing. Thank you for every blessing. We don't take any blessing for granted. We thank you for light. Yes, Lord, light right now is presented with challenges, obstacles, highs and lows, and in between. But through it all, Lord, you are still good. You, Lord, you're still good. And we want to say, thank you. Thank you very much for being so good. No, we don't deserve it. We haven't earned it. But your son Jesus paid it all. And all to him we owe. Thank you. Thank you, kind Father, for every blessing, every opportunity. Every day above ground is a blessing, and for that we say thank you. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for shedding your blood on that old rugged cross. Your blood came streaming down, and it reached my sins and the sins of others. We thank you, Lord, that your blood has cleansed us from all unrighteousness. And in spite of our insufficiencies, we are yet called the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And that's only, hallelujah, because of your blood. Hallelujah. So we are so grateful. And we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, God, as we go forth in your word, it is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by your spirit. Lord, word my mouth. Hallelujah. Word my mouth. Give me what to say, how to say it. Give us all ears, spiritual ears, to hear a word of hope and encouragement to build us up through the great gospel of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Tonight we're going to the gospel according to St. John. St. John chapter 13. And we're going to begin at verse 21. Then we're going to go down from 21 to 27. It said, when Jesus had said this, he was troubled in his spirit and testified, truly I tell you, one of you will betray me. The disciples started looking at one another, uncertain which one he was speaking about. One of his disciples, the one, my, the one that Jesus loved, climbing close beside Jesus. Simon Peter mentioned to him or motioned to him to find out who it was he was talking about. So he leaned back against Jesus and asked him, Lord, who is it? Jesus replied, he's the one I give the piece of bread to after I have dipped it. When he had dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas, Simon Iscariot's son. After Jesus ate the piece of bread, Satan entered him. So Jesus told him, what you're doing, do it quickly. When he had left, Jesus said, now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. And then at verse 33, little children, I am with you a little while longer. You will look for me. And just as I told the Jews, so now I tell you, where I am going, you cannot come. Verse 34, I give you a new command. Love one another. Just as I have loved you, you are also to love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Tonight is a life of loyalty, a life of loyalty. And the point tonight is a connection to Christ calls for consistent loyalty. Connection to Christ calls for consistent loyalty. How can we demonstrate a life of loyalty? I've never met anyone named Judas. Even in an age when the limits of baby naming creatively have been stretched, we just don't meet any baby Judases. That's because Judas was the most famous betrayer in the history of broken humanity. He didn't betray just anybody. He betrayed God himself and nudged the rescuer of the world closer to crucifixion. Judas may be an uncommon name, but betrayal is a common behavior. We live in a culture where trust in others has been shattered by deeds of disloyalty. However, loyalty can often be purchased, and sometimes at a high price, in nearly every area of our life. We sometimes see it in ourselves. We might even see it in the people of God. In John 13, we'll encounter the real Judas, but we'll also see Jesus. We'll see his glory on display even on such a heartbreaking occasion. We'll have the opportunity to rekindle our own loyalty to Jesus as we seek to live life connected to him. Yeah, you do have to look for betrayal in your own life. For in John 13, it begins with an account of Jesus' last meeting with his 12 apostles. And it included awkward and even painful moments. Yes, brothers and sisters. Even moments with your closest companions are often awkward and painful. It happens. This discussion between Jesus and the men he had chosen to change the world suddenly went from feet washing and servant leadership to accusations of betrayal. Jesus said in verse 21, "Truly I tell you, one of you in this room, at this table, one of you will betray me." I'm not in denial about it. I'm not trying to pretend that it can't happen. Calling a thing a thing. One of you, my closest companion, one of you will betray me. Now, can you imagine your boss making that statement of betrayal in your morning meeting at work tomorrow? The reaction of the disciples was much like what you would expect. They wanted to know who it could be. Who's the betrayer? Am I the betrayer? Clearly, the disciples were confused. If this had been a modern meeting, people would have been texting each other. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Someone in the room was disloyal. John asked for the identity of the traitor. And in response, Jesus dipped a piece of bread into the bowl they shared at the table and handed the bread to Judas. After Judas ate the piece of bread, the Bible says that Satan entered him. And Jesus dismissed Judas to carry out his plan of betrayal. This is the only time in the Gospel of John that Satan was mentioned by name. But John wanted none of his readers to influence the betrayal of Christ. And that gives us to know, brothers and sisters, that we have to stop sugarcoating who is influencing the drama and the betrayal and the hypocrisy and any other sinful actions in our lives. It is Satan. It wasn't Judas. It was Satan. Satan is a liar. Satan is a deceiver. my Lord. While the influence that Satan had on Judas is uncomfortably clear, what is not clear is the level of disloyalty among the disciples at the table. The disciples started looking at one another, asking, is it you? Is it you? Is it you? The sad reality is while Judas was the major betrayer and the one who would never turn from his disloyalty, he was not the only disciple capable of turning on the one who had led them. Later in the same chapter, Jesus told Peter that he would betray him as well by denying him three times. The betrayal didn't stop there. In verse 56, at Jesus' arrest, all the disciples deserted him and ran away. These acts of betrayal should help us to understand that we don't have to be named Judas to be disloyal to Jesus. We only have to be sinners. This passage should cause our hearts to break for Judas, but it should also cause us to look for the loose threads of disloyalty in our own lives. Think about that for a moment. So how do we respond when we feel betrayed by someone close to us? How do we feel? How beautiful it is that Jesus, betrayed by his own disciples, still went to the cross. He decided to keep on going towards the cross. He went to the cross for his betrayers. Jesus died for the disloyal. That's you and that's me. First of all, the Bible said, let a man examine himself. Search me, O Lord. Hallelujah. Search me, O Lord. Try me, O Lord. And see if there be any wicked way in me. It's so easy for us, brothers and sisters, to point the finger at the Judases in our lives. It's so easy for us to label others as a Judas and miss the fact carrying the spirit of Judas. Or the spirit of Peter, or the spirit of one of those other disciples who abandoned Jesus at the cross. Oh, my. Oh, my. It's so easy to say how wrong somebody else is. It's so easy to identify the betrayal in others. Oh, but when it comes time to search our own self, seems like the only thing the light shines on is our righteousness. But tonight I challenge us. On this holy Monday evening, I challenge us, oh my God, to don't be ignorant of the fact that betrayal is real. Deceit is real, even when we're deceiving our own selves. Even when we're deceiving our own selves, thinking that we're doing it right, thinking that we're pleasing God with our lifestyles and our conversations and our choices and our decision. Oh, brothers and sisters, All of this week, we will be reflecting on these final moments of Jesus' earthly ministry life, of those in whom he encountered, my Lord, on his way to the cross. But I beg of you tonight that as you study this week and as you listen to sermons and as you read scripture and as you ponder and meditate on Jesus and those other participants in his final moments on this earth, pray that you allow yourself to be placed in the scriptures, in the story, in the scenarios, and ask the Lord to give you the ability and the desire and the skill to discern your own way, to discern how you could better support the mission of Christ, how you could better support the cause of Christ, how you could better draw others to Christ, not looking for who are the Judases around me, not looking for who are the deniers around me, not looking for who are those who are not sufficient around me. I don't want to know so much as to who they are. I want to know, what can I do to draw even my betrayer to the cross? How I can draw my accuser to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ? What can I do to forgive the one who hasn't even asked me for forgiveness? Oh, Jesus, what can I do to even love unconditionally the one whose conditions are prime examples of betrayal, rejection, lies, deceit? My Lord, what can I do, Lord Jesus? Show me, what can I do? It's not time for me to turn the searchlight on the outward direction, the searchlight inward. Search me, O Lord. Search me, O Lord, and try me, O Lord. My Lord, that's what I want you to do. I want you to try me, O Lord. I want you to know me, O God. I want you to reveal me to be. I want you to reveal any wickedness, because I am not wicked. My neighbor is not wicked. My loved one is not wicked. It is Satan. It is Satan who is wicked. Satan who plants seeds of discord. Satan who plants seed of jealousy. Satan who plants seed of selfishness. Satan who plants seeds of hatred. Oh, but when the Lord searched my heart, when the Lord searched my mind and my intent and my motive, when the Lord tries me and he knows me and he reveals who I am, hallelujah, I can grow, I can turn, I can advance so that the Son of God might be glorified. Our list might vary, but when we think of great turning points in history, we might think of events like the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation. We might think of D-Day or July the 2nd, 1964, the day the Civil Rights Act was signed. Such moments turn history. Isn't that right? We must certainly add to that list the events in John 13. if you would consider verse 31, it says, now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. It is as though Jesus was saying, it's time. It's time. These things must happen, but God will be glorified. Judas had left, and the actions of betrayal were in motion. Things were definitely moving toward the events that would culminate. Redemption was barreling its way forward. And although the coming hours would seem like the darkest the disciples had ever known, God would be glorified through it all. There is nothing that we are guilty of that God can't get the glory out of. There is no sin, no recklessness, no betrayal, no unrighteousness that we can encounter or find ourselves in or even be participants of, that God can't get the glory out of. Is the great why behind everything that exists. He was all that existed, and his awesome power led to all that yet exists. God created so that his glory would be known and on display. Unfortunately, humanity introduced sin into God's perfect creation. Humanity sinned and yet continues to sin. Ah, but nevertheless, thank you, Lord. God is still glorious, isn't he? And as we see in the now of verse 31, no amount of sinful disruption or human failing can hide that glory. God is the Father. Thank you, Lord. And God the Father sent his Son to fix every broken thing in this sinful, fallen world so that both Father and Son could be glorified. Instagram, TikTok, any of those things. We live in a socially fractured world. And society demands love much more often than we display it. The world can be pretty mean. But by contrast, Jesus gave his followers a command to love. His mandate certainly matters for all time. But in these days of divisiveness and conflict, there's no denying the compelling nature of Christ's command to love. He says in verse 34, I give you a new command. Love one another. Just as I have loved you, love one another. That is a command from God. It's not a suggestion. It's not a option on a menu. It is a command. Love one another. Oh, you have an ought? Oh, you still chewing on it? You're still working it out in your mind? You're still sitting with your arms folded? You're still meditating? The devil is a liar. Love one another. Love, 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 love one another as I have loved you. Love one another. And whatever is wrong, I'll make it right. Whatever needs to be worked out, I'll work it out with you. Partner with my grace. If you will partner with my mercy, if you will get off of your your vote, if you would get off of your fence, if you would get off of your say and your right and your opinion and your feelings and what you think and what you feel and what you think you are due, get off of it and love like God loves. Because love covers a multitude of faults. That's what love does. You say you love, act like it. You say you love, sacrifice like it. You say you love, humble yourself like it. Because love changes the world. Love changes the family. Love changes circumstances. Love changes everything. With love and kindness, Jesus said, have I drawn you? And if you want to draw others, then my love in you, formed and on display, will draw even those who you're in contact with. Praise our God. I certainly pray that something the Lord gave me to say tonight as I read through the lessons and studied the lessons and the scriptures, I pray that what I presented with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit has ministered to you tonight for his glory. Love one another. God bless you. I'm not sure if Pastor Ty is there or not. Hope we didn't get disconnected. Praise God, but love one another. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Ty, we're in your hands.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. I thank and praise God. I apologize for that technical difficulty, but love one another. What a word this evening. We bless and praise God for the word that has come forth from Pastor Montez O. Jones with Judah Fire. We bless and praise God for the soul we believe out there who that word has brought a movement and illumination to their life, to their souls. We are going to ask them to come back and give the call of salvation. And right after that, we will be right back with the announcement. So, Pastor, if you could please offer the call of salvation to the people out there, and then we'll come right back with the announcement.
Amen. No greater love than this, that a man would lay down his life for a friend. Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. That's love. Brothers and sisters that have joined us tonight, wherever you are, whatever you're going through, whatever your circumstances might be, the love that we've talked about tonight, the love between Jesus Christ and Judas and Peter and the other apostles, there was a strong love between those anointed men, those chosen and selected men. There was a strong love. But Satan, the deceiver, manipulated the relationships, strong barriers. But God yet was glorified. I say to you tonight, God loves you. He's not interested in your shortcomings. He's not interested in your faults, your failures. He's interested in his glory being revealed in your life. Because when he's glorified, we're glorified. When he's lifted up, we too are lifted up. If you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, tonight you can invite Jesus into your heart. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I acknowledge that you, Lord Jesus, are the Son of the living God, came from heaven to earth to show us the way. And from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, we lift your name on high. Lord, save us. Lord, save us. All you have to do is open up your heart and just lift that offering to him by saying, Lord, save me. I want to be saved. Come into my heart. Abide. And Lord, I thank you for saving me. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless and praise God for that soul out there that we believe gave their life to Christ this evening. We want to encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until you can, bless God. That is why God has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. We thank and bless God because as we were looking at some of the stats this evening and looking at some of the countries that are listening in, some of the countries who I don't even want to say on the airwaves because they can be persecuted, and I don't mean persecuted like people shun them or look down the nose, but they could lose their life for calling on the name of Jesus Christ. But somehow, some way, they are listening in to hear a word from the Lord. So we bless and we praise God for the move of God in those places, in those situations. We pray for the safety of our brothers and sisters in Christ in those different countries. Amen. We encourage you to listen in to us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. Tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. we will be broadcasting again live on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We will be broadcasting with, if I'm not mistaken, the One Touch Transformation with the host minister, Arthenius Jackson, at 9 p.m. tomorrow evening. We invite you to follow us via any of our social media pages. We are on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Also, you can follow us via our webpage, which is www.pknradio.com. Again, that is www.pknradio.com, where God has blessed that we are able to broadcast gospel music 24 hours a day. You can also get in touch with any of the different hosts via that avenue. We thank and bless God for each and every one of you who listened into us this evening. Pastor, once again, wonderful word from the Lord. We ask if you can close us out in prayer.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, and thank you, Pastor Ty, for this wonderful fellowship opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And so we're grateful tonight, and we invite you to worship with us at Judah Ministries at any time if you're in the Coatesville, Pennsylvania area, 840 East Chestnut Street, Coatesville, PA. Our website, www.myjudahfire.com. Myjudahfire.com. We're on all of your social media outlets, and we hope and pray that the Lord would allow us to have fellowship in the future. Now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost rest, rule, and abide with us all now and forevermore, world without end. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
Yeah, I got it.